Okay. Some years ago, the managers of the new Radakund temple in Sweden suddenly announced that they wanted to sell it and move the deity. So of course, for the same reasons that you find this happening here and there all over the world sometimes, not enough devotees and so on. So I just want to share the story of what happened then. Well, since especially we who kind of got our second birth in that temple, in that ashram, had a big place in our hearts for New Radakund, and also, of course, since this is a temple of the Shishi Gandharika Giridhara, the Radha Krishna deities of Scandinavia, and moving them would be, if anything, breaking the rule that Prabhupada gave, that deities should never be moved. A rule which was even there in Indian law. So important is it. So few of us got together and we made a group called Vaishnavas in Sweden, mainly to discuss whether all of us Vaishnavas in Sweden, when we get together with Gandharika Giridhara in the center, which should come naturally for us, could contribute with ideas and services to help out. To save New Radakund. So there was a meeting there in the temple room in front of Shishi Gandharika Giridhara with maybe 100 devotees. And it was clear that there was a greater concern than it may have seemed, which at least made me happy. So we had all kinds of discussions, in and after that meeting. And all I personally could contribute with was looking back at what we had already done successfully in the past and considering whether and how we could do that again. In the, well, 80s, 90s, I was myself, where I was always most interested in building a congregation. We had a simple system in the very old days, since the very old days, where book distributors and then even Rajasthani painting distributors, when they found or met an interested person, they filled in a little form with the address and some other information that we then entered into first some kind of Rolodex system and then later a database. Often combined with a subscription to our magazine, Krishna's World. And it really took off. We had like 13, 14,000 subscribers on that magazine, and from those contacts, we screened out people who had actually announced interest in Krishna consciousness and who wanted to be contacted by us. So myself and Pramarnava and some others, we travel around a lot over the countryside, visiting people, selling books to them, cooking prasadam for them, and so on. Now, in the late 90s, we had a list of 1,000 people that was a what we call a good list, not just casually receiving a subscription for a small donation, but they were good, and we were working to, you could say, take care of them and serve them and provide as much Krishna conscious nourishment as we could muster. So of course that was in itself a beginning of building a congregation. Then we continued that, working closely with Sridhar Swami and Navi and Krishna back then in the mid and late 90s, especially in Gothenburg. We did congregational development according to all the expert advice we got, which was fairly successful, but just the beginning. So that, but here we were, and it's 2014 or 13 or something. And somehow that file of those 1,000 people, a printout, ended up in my hands, and added to that are all the devotees who passed through New Radhakund and other temples since then, and who now many of us live kind of scattered across the country, and probably at least many of us long for a bit of association with each other, and mainly, especially, or to a large extent, New Radhakund and Shishiganaka Giridhari. So it seemed kind of obvious that we may well be a significant group of well-wishers of Gandharva Giridhara and New Radhakund who would be willing to contribute, do our service to Radha Krishna. If we feel inspired and confident to do so. Now, I sat down as I usually do, drafting up a plan, an action plan, which I learned to do. With pr- practical objectives and everything that I presented to the Swedish National Council at the meeting, together with Mara Puridas, and then also at a presentation at Govindas in Stockholm. Well, the reception was mild, to put it mildly. And my conclusion was that either I did not understand properly the situation of the Krishna consciousness movement in Sweden today, or they didn't understand what this presentation and concert was really about. So I decided to try again here, so you can decide what you think.